trying to get that to whole sustain that That's note. Funny. I just can't get it up there. I have to know when to take the breath. You
I
know?
Had no idea you were running out of breath because I was listening to you until you started doing hoo hoo.
You know what? I could
see.
You could
hear.
Does that sound better? Is more.
Yeah, the whole thing was
okay.
I thought the whole thing, your production of the notes. I never that one. You went into a different tone.
Okay.
Than you had for the rest of the song.
All right.
So you may want to
be more consistent.
Well, you may want to, but you may not. I just want to point that out to you when you're listening to your recordings. You know.
Okay.
Of that, just be aware and just pick and choose.
Okay.
Of course, yeah. But I thought the whole thing was. I have to tell
you. I wanted to go to my car to get you that thing that I wrote, and I will before we're done because it's so special to me. But what I basically talked about is how my whole life I've hated my recorded voice. And the more I've been listening to myself with the recordings, I just did something just for fun, a John Denver medley, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And the recording of it came out so nice that I've been enjoying listening to it. You know that it'll be a year since you and I started in April.
Gosh. Yeah, it's April? Coming. Really?
Yes. And I wrote all about it on my blog, our first lesson, all the things. I was so enthused because I came to you and it's like, you had all these things about how we could be a singer at this age, you know? Yeah. I hadn't sung in 30 years, you know? And here's what I'm thinking as I sing some of my songs. On So Real, I remember well how I could not face waking up in the morning. As I sing those words, I'm flooded back with the memory of wishing I were dead as the realization of grief began each and every morning. Well, you know, so I wrote more. And then the last thing I wrote is, singing is as intimate as kissing to me. My intimate thoughts and feelings are channeled right through my mouth into the listener's ears. This truth has become even clearer when my breath and lip noises can be heard on recordings. Being honest comes easily for me. I used to hate hearing my recorded voice. And with honesty, I can share that I love the sound of my voice now. So that's all because of you, Peach.
When you were talking to me, you were talking about that not going to think about other things while you sing anymore.
Yeah.
I was realizing, you know, that's can be so intense at first, and you know, in a sense, because you, but in the, then it becomes kind of like your blessing, your refuge, your blessing that you can't, that you have to give it your energy, you know, and all of your, then when you go back to your other thing, it's just kind of like you had an escape when you go back to your life. Mm-hmm. But when you were reading that, I was thinking how interesting that is at first, that you have to really think about what you're doing. You really have to concentrate on that, what you're doing, and you can't think about those other things if you want to really do it right and get a new habit. But
yes,
then it becomes kind of cool because I know I have all this crap, and then I go to sing and it's like, okay, people are here, I'm not thinking of anything else other than what I'm doing. And then, but then it's cool afterwards because
there's two different venues though. There's recording and then there's performing. See, with performing, you, for me, I mean, I'm playing the guitar, I have to remember the chords, the words, and then sing, and then you have to look at your audience and make eye contact and connect.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas recording is really weird. It's like you're just sitting there and it's only your voice and nothing else. And you've got to put, and sometimes I put too much into it, I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just very interesting for me.
Yeah. Either way, they both take your concentration.
They do take a lot of concentration.
Yeah.
And I think people respond to it when they know that it's really heartfelt. And that's my ticket. That's my only ticket, because I still don't feel that I have a voice like a real singer. I mean, I'm definitely a human. So
people
want to hear that human.
Yeah, always. And what were you going
to
say?
I wanted to sing one more thing if there's time. So Real has a very strong ending and it goes up high, and I would like to do a really nice performance on that. So I was wondering if you know, if I could do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, great. Okay. This is so great. This is from the Pro Tools and it's just the two guitar tracks. So it's like I don't have to play my guitar. I can just sing.
Yeah. Very nice.
And this is where it goes up. The last verse has the bridge. You remember when I wrote this?
Yes. Yeah.
A year ago.
I loved that bridge when you wrote that.
Your absence was real.
Very nice. Very nice.
Oh, I think I hummed the end. Whatever.
Also refers to the tendency we were talking about before for you to do the orchestral dynamics vocally.
I know, I was doing that on that song. Free Abdominals! I know, because I could hear the orchestra building and I do
so,
that.
Yeah, so that might play a little bit into that too.
Okay.
And it all seems so.
Yes.
But sometimes since the chord is already, the music's already doing the modulation, it's already changed, your bridge built it up very nicely because it built up the chords, the beautiful tension. chords of your bridge.
All right.
Just you and modulating. Okay. And you're singing that chorus again. That may be enough of dynamics without you waiting.
So what would I do different when I sing it? How would you sing that line?
And it all seemed so real. It all seemed just
I love the
boom,
way you do
out
it.
The gate, you know?
All right. Well, I think it's time, huh?
Yes, it actually
is time.
It is.
Okay.
So, good job.
Great.
Very nice.
Great. Thank you. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
I need more pictures of us.
That song stays in my mind, too.
Really?
Yeah. There's a couple of them. What's the one, the medieval the medieval one has been in my head lately, too?
It might have been, or the other one.
It might have been.
Maybe it's
written
a song. Da 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 da.
Because I'm doing my stuff. What is that song? And it's like, oh my God, it's Judy's song.